Here is the newsline. First, the headlines. President Prabowo Subianto meets with Malaysian Prime Minister Anwar Ibrahim. The Indonesian Navy is committed to creating world peace. Now the news in detail. Indonesian President Prabowo Subianto and Malaysian Prime Minister Anwar Ibrahim held meeting at the Petronas Twin Towers, Kuala Lumpur on Monday. The meeting resulted in an agreement to strengthen strategic cooperation in various fields for both countries, including economy, energy, and defense. The two leaders affirmed their commitment to enhance the synergy of both allied countries. One of the main results of this meeting is an agreement to strengthen cooperation in the energy sector. Meanwhile, Prime Minister Anwar Ibrahim conveyed that the cooperation can be realized through strategic collaboration between Petronas and Pertamina. Moreover, the two leaders also discussed cooperation in the fields of trade and investment, including the management of the palm oil industry, which is the main commodity of the two countries. President Prabowo pointed out that Indonesia and Malaysia are the world's largest producers of palm oil, reaching 80% of global production. Deputy Chief of Staff of the Indonesian Navy, Rear Admiral Erwin Aldedarma, strengthened his commitment to creating world peace by participating in international forums such as the Asia-Pacific Chaplaincy Symposium, APCS 2025. This was pointed out by Erwin when opening the APCS in Bogor, West Java on Monday. In an official press release of the Indonesian Navy quoted by Antara News Agency in Jakarta, he also stated that the Navy always holds a firm commitment to support regional stability and world peace. APCS is an international forum which aims at bringing joint mental development officers and from various countries in the Asia-Pacific region and around it. Dozens of religious preachers from 28 countries attended the event, which takes place on January 27th up to 29th, 2025. He also conveyed that through the forum, all mental development officers are expected to share knowledge and understand the mental development of soldiers. Indonesian Vice President Gibran Rakabuming Raka emphasized the importance of coaching young athletes for the advancement of Indonesian sport, including football. As quoted by Antara News Agency in Jakarta on Tuesday, he conveyed that this was in line with President Prabowo Subianto's vision that places sport development as one of the priorities in creating a resilient and competitive nation. Gibran watched the Indonesian Under-20 national team match against Syria in the continuation of the Mandiri Under-20 Challenge Series 2025 event at Glora Delta Stadium, Sidoarjo, East Java on Monday evening. The presence of the vice president in the stand was not only a moral support for the Garuda Muda squad, but also part of the government's effort to realize President Prabowo's mission in encouraging the revival of national sport, including football. Deputy Chairman of the House of Representatives of the Republic of Indonesia, Cucun Ahmad Syamsurijal, asked the Indonesian government to provide protection to Indonesian migrant workers, victims of the alleged shooting by the Malaysian Maritime Management Agency, or APMM, or the Malaysian Coast Guard, that is currently still undergoing treatment at the health facilities in Malaysia. According to Cucun, in Jakarta on Tuesday, the injured migrant worker is still under the supervision of the Malaysian Maritime Strengthening Agency. Therefore, he hopes that the agency will immediately receive assistance from the Indonesian government. Indonesian Deputy Minister of Tourism, Niluh Puspa, projects that the number of tourist movements during the Isra Mi'raj long holiday, Chinese New Year, and joint leave will exceed the achievements during Christmas and New Year 2024-2025. During a working visit in Sleman, Yogyakarta Special Region on Monday, she said that although she had not yet received the exact figures, the high tourist movement was at least reflected in the stretch of tourism in a number of regions, including in Yogyakarta, during the long holiday at the end of January 2025. According to Puspa, the movement of domestic tourists during 2025 is targeted to reach 1.1 billion, which foreign tourists are targeted at 14.6 to 16 million movements. She has also said that the momentum of the long Lunar New Year holiday, Isra Mi'raj and joint leave, plus Eid al-Fitr, and the upcoming school holidays will be the main boost to achieve these targets. Saribu Gonjong Tourism Village Sarugo 50 Kota Regency West Sumatra won the ASEAN Tourism Award for the 5th ASEAN Guest House Award category at Persada Johor Convention Center, Johor Bahru, Malaysia. Chairman of Saribu Gonjong Tourism Village Management, Zil Basariko in 50 Kota on Monday conveyed that the award is a symbol of international recognition of the contribution and dedication of Saribu Gonjong Tourism Village in providing comfort for tourists visiting so far. He received the symbol of the region's cultural tourism achievements directly accompanied by the Saribu Gonjong Tourism Village coach Muhammad Abdi in early 2025 in Malaysia. According to Zil Basariko, this will increase the enthusiasm and motivation of the community to be more active in optimizing all regional potential. That's Newsline, read by Ahmad Faisal.